clothes in a pile on the ottoman. All the slander and double speak were only foolish attempts to show you did not mean anything, but the blatant proof was your lips touching mine in the photo. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending, and this is all that's left. Scraping paper to document, I packed a change of clothes and it's time to move. The sound, skinny dipping with the kids from a nearby town. And everything that I said was true as the flashes blinded us in the photo. I lost track and then those words were said. You took the wheel and you steered us into my bed. Soon we woke and I walked you home, and it was pretty clear that it was hardly. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending, and this is all that's left. Scraping paper to document, I packed a change of clothes and it's time to move on. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending as the alcohol drained the days. And as the summer's ending, the cold air will rush your hard heart away. You were so condescending. This is all that's left. The empty bottle spent cigarettes. So pack a change of clothes and it's time to move on.
Thank you very much. I recently made myself a rule about reality TV and my watching of reality TV. Not that I shouldn't watch it, but I do. And the rule that I made is that I'm not allowed to watch any third generation shows with the same characters or people. I'll give you an example. Right now, there's a show on VH1 called Flavor of Love Girls Charm School. It's so bad. And the thing about it is, I've invested so many hours of my life into these awful women's, like, trials and tribulations. And I don't know why I still watch it, but it came on in the hotel yesterday, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen this one yet. And I'm setting a precedent for myself now after feeling really awful that I spent another hour watching, catching up with the Flavor of Love Charm School girls and who's going to win the $50,000. And so I think that's a good rule. And I'm not saying that we should all follow the same rule. Some people choose to watch reality TV, some others don't. But I think that if you are going to watch reality TV, there needs to be a line in the sand. You know, and I unfortunately have crossed that line. I watched I Love New York every fucking episode.